We are coming off a weekend that was quite unsettled across the Northeast. We had periods of rain, and now things are quiet. So following that unsettled weather, we have high pressure building in, and that has delivered a quiet day with dry conditions, comfortable temperatures, and nice low levels of humidity. So if you're a fan of more comfortable type summer weather, not as hot, well, this is the time for you, because as the week moves along, we will see increasing temperatures and also increasing levels of humidity. So if you're a big fan of the mugginess, well, just wait a couple of days and that'll be coming back to the area. For now, high pressure is in control. It'll sit just off to our west tonight. So we're looking at partly cloudy to mainly clear skies. Some areas of fog will be likely as the night moves along, especially in the river valleys and near bodies of water. Now, temperatures will fall back into the 50s, so it'll be a pretty comfortable night. Nice sleeping condition across the region. Could even see a few 40s tonight in portions of the Adirondacks. So a little bit of a chill in the air first thing tomorrow morning. But as the day moves along, we'll see a lot of sunshine, and it will be a warmer day. Temperatures are expected to come up into the 80s tomorrow. It won't be especially muggy, though it will be slightly more humid than today, so that humidity increase does begin tomorrow, at least a little bit. So it'll be a little bit muggy feeling, especially from the capital region on south, but not oppressively humid yet. So that high-pressure area over the next couple of days will drift off to the southeast, and as it moves off the east coast, we'll have more of a southwesterly weather flow into our area, and that's going to result in those temperatures really coming up. So by Wednesday and Thursday, we're targeting temperatures that'll be around 90 degrees, and with more humidity in the mix on those days, our heat index, or feels like temperatures, will be up into the 90s during the warmest part of the day. Thunder chances increase as well. There's a smaller chance of a thunderstorm on Wednesday, and then a greater chance of showers and storms as we head into the day on Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, low 56 to 64, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, low in the 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, hot, and humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high around 90, and on Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, continued hot and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.